Hi friends, I'm Shally Jolink and this is The Other Side of the Bar, a podcast about what life is really like on the other side of the bar. You can find us anywhere you listen to podcasts and make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Other Side of the Bar, facebook.com/othersideofthebar and Instagram at Other Side of the Bar. Thanks for listening and we'll see you on the other side of the bar. Cheers. Hey y'all, this is Shally.
This is Rebecca.
And this is another episode of The Other Side of the Bar, and we are with
Josie Fleury von Willman.
Cool. And where do you work, Josie?
I work at Billy's on Burnett, north side of Austin, Friday and Saturday daytime bar. Mm-hmm. And then I also pick up shifts here and there at the Mohawk, which is off of Red River in Austin. It's a music venue. And, that's about it.
Cool. So we're actually at Radio Coffee Bar. It's like a, I don't know what it's officially called, Radio something. It's a coffee shop in South Austin. Radio. Thanks for meeting us.
Of course, my pleasure.
Man, I'm almost out of coffee. that sucks. So,
we can take a little break here in a second.
Yeah.
Even though we just started, it's cool.
Yeah. So I'm just going to start by asking you what I ask everyone, which is, you know, what's your story? How did you get here? How did you get, like, you know, working in, I guess, the service industry is, you know, I never know if, like, do you say the service industry as a bartender? Like,
yeah,
you
sure,
know,
yeah. Of course. Yeah.
So, like, how, yeah, you can share as much or as little as you want to. Like, are you an Austinite? Like,
no, I moved here from Florida originally about 11 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I worked, I'm trying to think my first real service job.
That was in Florida, right?
Well, it was probably in Denver. Actually, in Atlanta. Then I moved to Denver. Mm-hmm. And I worked at a little restaurant there called Good Friends. It's no longer there. It was on Colfax. Really cool place. And then moved to Florida because my mom lives there and my grandmother. They're from Holland.
So I think we left off with
Since you stopped, why don't you, you didn't want to get your coffee?
Oh, that's a good idea. All right, sorry about that, y'all. My phone rang. So we were talking about the cruise ship. What was the name of it?
Oh, my first, well, I guess it was my first, like, real bartending gig, if you can call it a bartending gig. It was on this place, this boat that went up and down the St. John's River called the Rivership Romance.
And
yeah, they did a daytime cruise and then they did a nighttime cruise, and the nighttime cruise is mostly couples and they'd have dinner and stuff. The daytime cruise was what I worked, and it was mostly people over 75, and they would they would just do bird watching and they'd have lunch and then they'd go upstairs. There's two levels on the ship, and they'd go upstairs and there was a bar there, and that's where I was behind the bar and making
tipped in quarters.
Oh jeez. Oh my god. If I don't have to make another pina colada or like a Harvey Wallbanger or I don't even know, I'll be happy. Like daiquiris out the yin yang. And but it was fun, and they did like this little song and dance thing where all the staff had to sing along, like Tiny Bubbles, like Tiny Bubbles,
and like Welker.
Yeah, totally. And but it was cool. Like I really, really enjoyed that. I got to meet some really cool people, and this one woman in particular, I remember, she was. They were eating lunch, and she was still downstairs, and everyone else was doing the bird watching thing upstairs. And I went by, and she's sitting in her booth all by herself. And it would, you know, it would seat about 200 for lunch. And I said, "Hey, what are you doing down here? Where are your friends?" And she's like, "Oh, they're all young. They're in their 80s. They're upstairs, like dancing and watching the birds." And I'm like, "Why aren't you up there?" She's like, "Well, you know, I can't get up the stairs anymore, and blah blah blah." And she was there for her birthday. Her name was Rose, and she was turning 102.
Yeah, oh, my amazing, gosh. Right?
Amazing. She was super cool, and she was, like, dressed to the nines, like, with a scarf, and, like, her earrings matched her necklace, and she was all done up. And so I sat with her for a minute, and I was like, "So what is your, like, the biggest change that you've experienced being 102? And this was in 2001. Isaac, was it, you know, the man on the moon, or was it the TV? And she said, no, she said it was the radio.
Oh.
And she said that she was living in New York City, she was 8, and someone, her father, heard that someone had this box and voices were coming out of it, and they were doing a display or a show, and it was out in this farm in the middle of upstate New York somewhere, and she rode there with her dad, horse and carriage, and then all these people were in this farm, and they had this little podium, and they had this box on it, and they did something, and then all of a sudden these Russian voices started coming out, and she said it was so crazy, because you imagine it's an inanimate object, and it's making noise, something that no one's ever seen before.
Yeah.
And she said it was so crazy. People were, some people were, killed themselves because they thought it was the end of the world. And people, it was mayhem, she said. It was the wildest thing. And she's like, now it's just so normal, you
right.
know? It's
That's
like,
so...
isn't that
yeah,
crazy?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. But yeah, so that was, you know, that was like my coolest Rivership romance experience. And then I was there for a minute, and then I ended up, some friends were like, oh, they're opening some bar, a new place called Sky Bar in Orlando. So I went there and applied, and I got a job there cocktailing, and I was there for about a week, and then the owners were, they asked me if, I'd be interested in managing the music venue that they owned, and it was downstairs called The Social. And so I did, and I started managing a music venue in Orlando called The Social. I was there for about 4 or 5 years. And then I realized that there wasn't, like, in Orlando, there wasn't, at the time, there wasn't a place that I really wanted to just hang out bar-wise, and so...
It's changed a lot, though, right?
It's changed a lot. So I opened a bar that I wanted to hang out in, and called Red Light, Red Light. It's still there. My buddy Brent Hernandez, who is my partner in Orlando, still owns it, and he's now brewing beer, which is
nice. Super
cool. And he has something working with, like, I think it's like University of Florida or something. I could be wrong. But they're growing like hydroponic hops for him, special, because hops don't grow in Florida or here for that matter, really, for him to brew beer. And it's really cool. And we opened, it was small, as maybe like 50 or 60 capacity, but we were doing this thing where we weren't selling any Bud, Coors, or Miller products. It was all craft beer. That didn't exist at the time, you know. I mean, it did, but there wasn't like...
Not in Orlando.
Yeah. And then a lot of European style beers. And then we became part of the John's Locker Stock series for Rogue Brewing Company. Basically, John, the brewmaster at Rogue, does a special thing called his Locker Stock series, and he chooses, I think it's like 50 bars in the country, but, and he brews this beer just for them. It's never brewed again, and it's never bottled. So it's cool, because then you have these people who are coming in to have this special beer that was never going to be again, you know? But he did crazy stuff, like, oh my God. So this one time, it was the middle of summer in Florida, our AC broke, and Brent and I were having beers after we closed. I mean, maybe we were a little tipsy. And I said, Brent, did we get the Locker Stock series, you know, keg in? He's like, yeah. I'm like, well, what is it? What is it? He's like, I'm not going to tell you. I'm like, come on, tell me, what is it? And it was like a double chocolate cherry stout or something. And it was like...
In the middle of the summer.
In the middle of the summer. I'm not even kidding you. And I went... I was like, this is ridiculous. How are we... Like, I can sell pretty much anything,
right.
Or I try to,
yeah.
You know? But this is ridiculous. No one is going to buy this. And I looked at the thermostat, and it was, like, so... It was so bloody hot that it was past, like, the... It was, like, it wasn't even reading anymore.
Oh
it was so hot, you know? And this red light was above a bakery, and so all day they baked and baked,
right.
And it was so
steamy.
Hot. It smelled real good, but it was really hot. And I got the bright idea that I was going to call Rogue.
At 2 in the morning?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so I called them, and I got their answering machine, and I was like, you guys are killing me. And I just went on and on and on and on, this drunken, like, can you help us out here? You know, this is crazy. And then the next morning, I'm like, oh my God, what have I done? They're not, they're going to kick us off of the Locker Stock series. They're not going to send us any more beer, blah, blah, blah. And they kept on sending us kegs every month. So I was like, all right, they're not that pissed. Fast forward a few years, I'm in Austin. I moved to Austin because of, I'm in a band, and or was in a band, and we wanted to be in a more band-friendly city. So we moved to Austin, and I was working at this place called the Ginger Man, which is a multi-tap beer bar here in Austin.
Oh, yeah. It's still around.
It's still around, yeah. They just opened a Hill Country Galleria shop. They're about to close a downtown location. They've been there for over 20-something years, but they're going to reopen in March of 2019 on the east side.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I was working a shift, and it was, like, kind of early afternoon, and all these guys come in. You can tell they're beer guys because, you know, you could just tell. They're like, you know, they have the beards and the and the stature. Beer and guys and gals. The gals didn't have beards, just the guys. Anyways, there's a group of them. And I hear one of the bartenders go, oh, Rogue is here. And I was like, oh, shit. They walk in and they ask, is there a Josie that works here? And I, like, hid behind the bar. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed. And then, am I getting red? Like, oh, my God. So, basically, they were in Florida. They were doing a tour of all their Locker Stock bars. And they came by Ginger Man because they were talking to Brent. And they're like, where's Josie? And he's like, oh, she moved to Austin. They're like, oh, well, we'll be there, so we'll find her.
We'll find her.
And so they came in, and they're like, oh, my God, that message that you left, talking about messages earlier, that message that you left in the answer machine, we kept it, and whenever someone's having a bad day, we play it over. And I'm like, holy shit, that's been, like, years. And they're like, yep, yep. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, I want to hear it. I'm like, no, I don't want to hear it. Like, it must be awful. But they were all like, oh. And then they're like, you don't look like how we imagined you looking. I'm like, what, like a crazy person? Like, hilarious though, yeah.
So wait, did you still have to sell it though? You didn't get an exchange?
Oh no, we sold it. We sold
it.
Yeah, yeah. And people drank it. Thanks, Rogue. Love you.
Funny. I now want to know what that message said.
I know. Crazy. Someone has it somewhere.
That's really funny.
Rogue should release it on Facebook.
Oh, God, no. Please. Don't get any bread ideas.
Oh, so
anyway, so, yeah, where are we? We're
in
Austin.
How did you get to Billy's? Like, so you worked
at
Ginger
Man. How did I get to Billy's?
Was that your first job in Austin?
I think you were one of our favorite regulars, right?
I was a regular. I lived on the north side. I was a regular. And then somehow I got talking to Rebecca or Alex.
Alex probably, I don't think I was working there yet.
And
Alex knew you were, like, the bartender extraordinaire.
Well, yeah. I mean, we knew each other. And then just from going in there and drinking beers. And then somehow swimming came up because I used to swim.
Oh, yeah.
I swam through college and I was a competitive swimmer, and somehow it came up.
Competitive? And she was a junior Olympian.
and he said, oh, my, I have two daughters and they need to learn how to swim. Do you ever give swim lessons? And I said, sure. So I gave Rebecca and Alex's little girls at the time. Now they're like all grown up and
yeah,
crazy. I taught them how to swim. Yeah. So, and then Alex one day says, hey, you know, I know you were at Mohawk, and before I was at Mohawk, I was managing Emo's and Anton's and two other music venues in town. And he said, you know, I'm looking for, like, a fill-in kind of part-time person. Do you know of anyone, like, that I can trust and blah, blah, blah? And I was like, yeah, let me think about it. And then a couple days later, I called him back and I was like, are you still looking for that person? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, I'll do it. And he's like, why? And I'm like,
why?
I'm like, because I love this place. And like, why wouldn't I? This, I mean, aww. So, and now like they can't get rid of me. I'm like, going to be there forever.
No,
I
tell, yeah, because he's always like, she still wants to work here. You always have all these adventures.
How long ago
projects.
Was that?
I don't even know.
I have no concept of time. I don't know how long I've been there.
I don't know. Like 5 or 6 years?
You think? Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, because, I mean, at least. Because, Yeah, I don't know. And I don't know when I started.
Right.
It's hard because, like, I usually, like, because we don't really, if you're listening and you're not from Austin, we really don't have seasons here. So it's like my seasons are, oh, well, was it before or after South By?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's that occasional, oh, it was really cold, but that hardly ever happens.
Right.
Or it was really hot, but that could be, like, now in April or something. Like,
could be,
yeah.
February.
Right, exactly. So. So and then I started working at Billy's and
when you did Indian Roller in between.
I did Indian Roller. I was just booking bands there though,
Yeah.
And and now I'm making perfume and still playing music, still bartending at Billy's.
Do you have an Airbnb?
I do. My husband Max and I have we do Airbnb. So we're kind of all over the place, but not, you know, it works for us.
I have an Airbnb.
You do?
Yeah.
It's fun.
It allowed me to quit my job. And,
that's awesome. Yeah, it's busy for us. We're slammed all the time.
That's good.
Yeah.
Are you all in South Austin?
Just down the street.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, like a couple blocks away. Yeah.
So I guess, like, without, you don't have to name names, but, like, what's the craziest thing you've ever seen go down? Like, either at Billy's or at any bar. Honestly, like, maybe a bar in Austin, I guess. Or,
is this, like, a PG thing? Or is this... Okay. Let's see here. Oh, geez, you guys. I've seen so much effed up.
Wait, you work, like, downtown.
Effed up stuff. Okay, I'll say one of the craziest things I've seen was this older gentleman. Well, he wasn't really a gentleman. This older guy was with this much younger girl who was obviously not old enough to drink. And I asked for her ID because they were sitting at the bar and she didn't have it, so obviously not drinking.
Can you say what bar this was at? Or? Don't have to.
I'd rather not.
Okay.
Yeah. And then he proceeded to order a double vodka soda. Obviously, it's not Billy's because we don't serve liquor there. And he would take a sip of it and then, like, Mama Bird style, give it to her, like, and they would pretend like they were, like, making out.
Oh my god, that's
but
so
he
gross.
Was just, and I was just like, okay.
If he had any, like, class, he would have bought her a shot, and she could have just slammed the shot.
Oh my god! It was so disgusting.
Not like I used to.
Baby bird?
No. I would.
Yeah.
There used to be this really terrible bar called Midnight Rodeo. It was a dance hall. And I would sneak in because I was not 21 yet.
Oh, yeah, by the airport.
Yeah. But it was like an under 21 bar, like during, I guess Thursday nights. And this woman who was my boyfriend's aunt at the time, who he lived with, like, snuck me shots in the bathroom there. Because I guess it was actually an all ages bar.
That's pretty common.
I'm thinking about it.
That's pretty common.
That's what he should have done. Like, what a weirdo.
Oh, my gosh. And then I was like, yo, you can't be doing that. Like,
what did he say?
He's like, we're just making out. I'm like, no, you're not. Like, and this is so wrong on so many different levels. Like, I'm not going to serve you again. Like, you guys should probably go.
Yeah. Please go.
Yeah, buy a bottle and go home.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my gosh.
That is pretty weird.
That is
so weird.
So weird. Wow. Right. I guess
that's probably in the top 10 for me.
Yeah.
Oh my God. There's a what's, like, something you've learned, like, working in the service industry or bartending that, like, you know, kind of that surprised you, or like that maybe, like, others who are just starting or thinking about working as a bartender, like, that you that would, you know, maybe people won't expect. Like,
well, I would say really to never, I mean, it's a cliche, but like to never judge a book by its cover, because you never know. And most of the time, well, it's usually two things. People are coming into the bar because they want to have a good time, they're having a good time, or they're having a really bad time.
Yeah.
So, and you never know what people are going through, and just to be, you know, kind and considerate no matter what. It's really hard sometimes because you feel like you're expending all of this energy and hopefully try to make everyone's experience a good one, you know?
Yeah.
And to leave your, like, bullshit at home and just, like, or outside, you know, because...
All the same rules like in retail.
Yeah.
Any customer service.
Yeah, and to just be as nice as you can, and then, you know, obviously people are going to be jerks sometimes, and then deal with it when it happens, but, like, not to just, like, assume something.
Yeah.
Especially behind a bar, you know, because you just never know.
Yeah.
You know. And people are, you know, I don't know, fragile, especially when they're spending money.
That's a good, I've never thought about that.
You know, and they are.
Yeah.
Technically. Yeah. And they're paying your bills, so.
That's an interesting, yeah, that's really interesting. Any other final thoughts or?
Final thoughts.
I don't know. I guess that's probably a good one.
But that's good. Sounds like you're happy at Billy's.
I love Billy's. I do.
It's the best. It's the perfect start to doing this whole process.
Yeah. And, you know, Billy's is, like, it's chill.
Not too much drama, neighborhood pub.
No, it's a neighborhood pub, and that's what it's, it feels like. Cheers sometimes, yeah. Like lots of regulars, yeah. And
no liquor, which helps. It helps. Chaos.
Yeah,
it does help.
It does help. And the thing about like working at a place like Mohawk, it's so high volume, and you're really busy for like 3 hours, and then it's done because the show's over. Mm. And I kind of like that too. It's a different pace, but yeah, it's just completely different.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of do like that. The bar life that Billy's has, and it's few and far between, especially with lots of corporate bars opening, and you know, it's a good feeling. It's not, you know, quite divey. It's not quite a restaurant.
Right.
It's not, yeah. You know.
I definitely, like, I think some people have called Billy's a dive bar, and I almost corrected them, because I'm like, I feel like it's not... I'm like, have you been to a dive bar?
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I love a good dive bar. You know
what I
mean?
Yeah, I know. Like,
and,
it's too brightly lit for a dive bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, yeah. And it has food.
Yeah, exactly.
It does have food, yeah.
And there's kids.
Yeah.
You know, it has like a...
There's
right.
definitely all those things.
To me, I just think, not that I've ever been, but I think of like a true pub like in Ireland or...
Yeah.
You know.
It does have that feeling, for sure. But more of like a rock and roll pub or something. I don't know.
Well, Austin.
Yeah.
Austin.
Yeah, it does feel like Austin. For sure. So come by and see me.
Yeah, thanks for meeting with us.
For sure.
So, yeah, where can people find you? Online or in real life?
Online at Fleury United. Instagram. That's my perfume company, but my partner Hope and I, who also bartends, she's at...
Uh-uh.
I just had a, oh my gosh.
Senior moment.
Yeah.
I don't know where she works either.
What's the name of the place on, it's an old school, it's an old school music venue, blues.
Not Antone's?
Not Antone's.
Oh wait, Blue Elephant?
No.
Elephant Room, I mean?
That's jazz.
Oh, blues.
Mm-hmm. On South Lamar?
Saxon Pub.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking of it too, yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Saxon Pub. Yeah, so she bartends there.
Yeah, I don't think I've been there since the 90s.
Yeah.
That's another historic place.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So she's there, yeah, and she's my business partner. And
Fleury spelled F-L-U-R-I.
Yes, Fleury United. And so we're on Instagram there. You can find me at Billy's on Burnett, Friday, Saturday days. And then just around.
Cool.
Josie knows everyone.
Not really. Yeah. I'm at, we're at Radio often, and Radio is great too because it has a lot of delicious beers on draft and coffee. So we work a lot from radio.
Yeah, it's nice here.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks for listening. I'm Shally.
I'm Rebecca.
And we will see you next time on the other side of the bar.
Sweet.
Hi, friends. Thank you so much for listening. To find out more information, check us out on Facebook and Instagram, facebook.com/othersideofthebar and Instagram @othersideofthebar. And let us know what you think. Thanks again so much for listening, and we'll see you next time on the other side of the bar. Cheers!